Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, July 27th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. UWP senator says the budget address indicates the international community has abandoned Dominica. Antigua and Barbuda to revive online gaming dispute negotiations with the US. And Syria, deadly ISIS blast rocks Kurdish city of Qamishli. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise and Ago Cement. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Behind the construction of our house, there is the tireless optimism of my husband.
Behind the construction of this bridge are the problem solvers that make it possible.
Behind the design of every great building, there's a facilitator to make it happen.
Behind every builder of the future are the people that believe in him.
In Argos Cement, we believe in the people that build values, because those who give green light to their goals are the ones that make them come true. Argos Cement, green light for Dominica.
Welcome back in news this morning. UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain believes that based on the budget presented by the Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerritt, it appears that Dominica has been abandoned by the international community. Fountain says it is evident that revenue which was once generated through financial contributions from these countries has now been replaced by proceeds from the Economic Citizenship Program.
Throughout this whole budget, is what we've seen is the international community has abandoned Dominica, so we have very little by way of grants coming into the country that has been replaced by millions of dollars from the Economic Citizenship Program.
And that was Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain of the United Workers Party. Now, Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerritt revealed during his 2016-2017 national budget address that senior citizens here will benefit from a 50% increase in the non-contributory social allowance for persons 70 years and older. Effective September 1st, 2016, these persons will now receive $300 a month. Mr. Skerritt says this is being funded through the Citizenship by Investment Program. When this allowance program was first introduced in 2014, senior citizens received $200 per month.
What concerns me, Madam Speaker, is that we have a duty as a nation to provide for our seniors and to ensure that they live healthy and dignified lives in the twilight of the year. In 2014, we mandated that they receive $200 a month. This has helped, but in my opinion, it is not enough. Yes. The Citizenship by Investment Program has been of enormous assistance to Dominica in helping to boost revenues, and government feels strongly that its most vulnerable citizens should benefit directly from this program. Therefore, Madam Speaker, I am pleased to announce a 50% increase in the non-contributory allowance, social allowance for persons 70 years and older from $200 a month to $300 a month.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says he will be meeting with the Board of Directors of the Dominica Social Security to create a mechanism whereby the lower tiers of Social Security pensioners will be brought to no less than $300 a month, and to give an additional increment to pensioners receiving between $300 to $500 a month.
It has been of concern to us as a government that some pensioners receive less than $55 a week for contributing to the system. Were these levels to remain in effect, it would create the anomaly whereby persons who did not contribute would, as of September 1st, be receiving more than those who did. This clearly would not be acceptable. Madam Speaker, as Minister responsible for Social Security, I propose immediately upon passage of this budget to meet with the board and directors of DSS to create a mechanism whereby the bottom tiers of Social Security pensions will be brought cumulatively to no less than the same $300 a month level as a senior's allowance paid by central government. Furthermore, I request that there be an actuary study into what additional increment can be granted to DSS pensioners currently receiving between $300 and $500 a month. So while they will not receive the same percentage increase as those who were below 300, they too would by 1st January 2017 also receive a proportionate increase in the amounts received.
In more news, the Prime Minister says that partisan political differences are being taken to extreme levels in Dominica. He described this as unfortunate, saying it's the country and not the politicians who are the losers in this. According to him, too often persons portray Dominica as dangerous, as there are too many negative things being said.
I think we have taken our partisan political differences to extreme limits, you know, and it is unfortunate because the country is the loser in all of this. You know, politicians come and politicians go, but there will always be a Dominica for us to continue to build. And the question each of us must ask ourselves: am I committing to making an honest contribution to the country's development? Or am I going to commit myself to making a dishonest contribution to the destruction of Dominica? And I was saying to the hoteliers that if we paint Dominica as a dangerous place, as a place where nothing positive is happening, then why should people come to see us? Mm-hmm. You know, why should people come to see us? And every time you read the news online and all these people, it's always a negative story. That we never seem to be motivated by highlighting as headlines the positive things that are taking place in our country.
Skerritt says citizens need to look at the positives and build on them. He says Dominicans cannot allow those opposing him and his party to tarnish Dominica's name.
But we have to look at what is the positive things that happen in our country and build on those things. Mm-hmm. And I'm really continue to call on people to demonstrate greater love for your country. You cannot allow your opposition to Roosevelt Skerritt and the Dominican Labour Party for you to seek to besmirch the good name of Dominica. And if we're going to continue the permeation of this negative attitude and negative stories about Dominica, then how is going to advance? But there's a group of people in the country who really is not interested in positive things happening or negative things being addressed in a positive way. People want to have a platform to speak on. So when they speak about certain things, they only raise it to create trouble. And then they don't follow through to ensure it is done or to work towards getting done. They're interested in. So even when it's done, they get upset when it's done, as a matter of fact.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. Now, Dominica's Energy Minister Ian Douglas now says the DLP government will be taking a geothermal development bill to Parliament in upcoming months. Mr. Douglas says the bill will provide guidelines for any future partners in the country's geothermal development and upon which they can pursue the production of geothermal energy on the island. He says several international players have indicated their interest in coming on board to invest in geothermal energy development.
I'm happy to announce that there are a lot of international players like the World Bank and other governments that are looking at what Dominica is doing and have indicated their willingness and their interest to come on board. The CDB now has an energy fund, especially for renewable energy, and we're looking to do some work with them and to tap into that. And other players have looked at the seriousness of Dominica's program and are willing to partner with us. So we're moving ahead. It's a very tedious process. It's a slow process because you want to make sure that, you know, all of the factors are considered. We've just finished the vetting of the geothermal development bill. And in the next couple of weeks, or certainly in the next couple of months, we are ready to take that bill to Parliament for its passage into law, so that any future players coming into that industry would know the terms and conditions upon which they can pursue geothermal.
Douglas says the bill will also address other issues.
And other issues like the forming of a company. The Prime Minister has already signaled that the government of Dominica right now is at a stage where we can pursue the development of our geothermal energy by ourselves. And we will be opening that company up to other persons wishing to acquire equity in that project. So I'm very happy with the state of play right now. Like I said, it's a tedious process, but we want to make sure that we do it right, because there's literally nobody that in the region that we can learn from. We are almost charting the course of geothermal development, really, as forerunners. We are in front. So we're doing two things. We're learning as we go along, and we also want to ensure that the path we take, others can look at the template that Dominica use and will be able to themselves develop their own resources.
Energy Minister Ian Douglas. Now, seven potential contestants have reportedly been selected for the Miss Dominica 2017 pageant. That announcement was made by representative of the Dominica Festivals Committee, Mr. Simeon Joseph. Mr. Joseph says the seven were selected by a panel on Saturday from a field of 10, describing it as a tough call. He described the ladies as outstanding, interesting, and talented.
It was a tough call. Some years we have, it's easy, and some years we wish we could take everybody. Saturday was one of those days where the applicants we have are really outstanding, interesting, and talented young ladies. And with Tasia being here this morning and celebrating her achievement, I can guarantee you that Dominica is going to bring home the Miss JC Scrum 2017 next year, Caraval and all the others. If the girls we have selected give us I know they're going to give us a good show. And in recent past of interviewing the applicants for Miss Dominica, you could say the crop was 120%.
You've just heard statements from the representative of the Dominica Festivals Committee, Mr. Simeon Joseph. In more news this morning, President of the Association of Music Professionals, McCaffey Marie, has announced a new course entitled The Business of Music for Artists and Musicians in Dominica, carded for September 12, 2016. Mr. Marie says the purpose of this course is to teach participants the business aspect of the music industry, which he deems to be extremely significant.
Well, what will happen next in terms of our training program is that you're planning one in September, we have to finalize the date, but that basically is the date we're working on. It's on the business of music. So we are taking the thing from the scratch. We are helping you or showing you how to make better songs. Mm-hmm. Then we show you how to record them better. And then the next thing is to assist you in knowing how to make money out of the music business, because it's a very complex business, but one of the most complex businesses that there is, and it's changing rapidly with the evolution of the digital transformation of sound, you know.
Mr. Marie says more information regarding details of registration for this course will be given at a later date. In more news this morning, in a national broadcast on Monday night, that's according to Caribbean News Now, the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, Mr. Gaston Brown, announced that negotiations will be recommenced as soon as possible with relevant U.S. agencies in an attempt to resolve the dispute with the United States over online gaming. To this end, Mr. Brown said he has instructed Antigua and Barbuda's ambassador in Washington, D.C., Sir Ronald Sanders, to lead this effort. Sanders was the ambassador to the World Trade Organization, the WTO, when the case against the U.S. was first brought and won by Antigua and Barbuda at the WTO in 2004. In March 2004, Antigua and Barbuda won an arbitral award from the WTO in a dispute involving the United States concerning access to the U.S. market for internet gaming. And now 44 people have been killed in a massive bombing in the Kurdish-controlled city of Qamishli in northeast Syria, Syrian State TV has reported. The blast was caused by a truck bomb which struck near a Kurdish security headquarters, according to a UK-based monitoring group. So-called Islamic State ISIS has said it was behind the attack in Hasakay province near the border of Turkey. ISIS has previously carried out bombings against Kurds in the area. A Kurdish-dominated militia backed by airstrikes from the US-led coalition is spearheading the battle against ISIS in northern Syria. State TV showed scenes which it said were the aftermath of the bombing, with pictures of destruction over a large area and plumes of smoke rising into the air. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. UWP senator says the budget address indicates the international community has abandoned Dominica. Antigua and Barbuda to revive online gaming dispute negotiations with the US and Syria. Deadly ISIS blast rocks Kurdish city of Qamishli. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise and Ago Cement. If you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website, www.q95da.com, to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning. Coming up next, your community notices and announcements. Stay tuned.